Papa. First of all, the colour can be traced back to you, especially in those final hours when the light appeared clearer and ready to explode from every surface, if only to prepare us for the monochrome to come. If only darkness took its cue from us, stepping in only when our eyes are ready to withdraw from sight. Most of that Sunday was spent standing around or slumped in dated hospital furniture, curves and harsh fabrics, redolent of a period of pain, unfamiliar with modern aesthetics, an ache of acceptance pooling in our stomachs. At your bedside, I could only think of not wanting to be there, scolding myself for not making the effort to be at lunch the day before. I was already beginning to recount my lasts with you. Mahjong games, shopping trips, drives home. Pained, you cried for help, and I learned the limit to the comfort a grandson can provide. Mere presence is simply not enough. The hardest decision that night was whether we should stay or go, knowing full well either option would ultimately wreck our hearts. History repeats, and once again, it was Late who told me, as he had many years ago, on the afternoon of my ma's passing. 6 days before Christmas. We all escorted you from your room. The nurses prepared us for the labyrinthine journey through the hospital's whitewashed corridors imbued in fluorescent light. Those we passed turned their faces away out of respect. The ancient lift to the morgue cried at each floor. Our pockets became private graves for what felt like an eternity of used tissues. If I needed a sign to know you were still with us, then my favourite song, playing softly in the background at the funeral home when we visited you, might have been it. Words are useless. Names hold no weight. Dates and numbers serve only to confuse. Umbrellas opened and closed in a silent shout to usher you from the hearse to the crematorium. I stood by your coffin and promised you your favourite lunch, to tell our newborn cousin stories about you. Drive-through order, 20 filet-o-fish burgers, no cheese, to take away please. It is in our nature to question and resolve storms that pass through our summer days. Now, my eyes scan the crowds for your cameo. I have taken all I know about you and held it close with clenched fists, too scared to drop it from a great height or empty it from my memory banks without measured care. I'm taking my time, as you did with us all, to see beyond the grey, straight through to wherever you are, where there is always colour, moving and still.